That is exactly the message I brought to you today. A message of working with our countries, yes, but not for the sake of nationalism, precisely to win the battle against the nationalists or the extreme populists, to have a democratic federation of countries, of course, a federation of citizens, a union for the citizens of Europe. And this is the message I brought you today, and this is the only way to go forward if you want to achieve results. So it's not easy. There will not be a magic solution. It will require time, determination, persistence, coherence. I know that populists, they manipulate feeling and anger. They can give a very simple solution. The solution is no. To say no is easy. Say no to Europe is easy. Difficult, and that requires leadership, is to say yes, but to say how we can move forward. And that is why I'm asking you to bring the conditions for a true European debate with a true European democracy. And I'm making the signal for the next European elections. Because I believe in democracy. I was elected since I was 29 years of age in my parliament. Mr. Farage, don't look at me like that. Because in fact, I really have a great admiration for the wisdom of the British people. Every time you've tried to be elected in Britain, you were rejected. That's why you came here. It shows that the British people know that it's much better to keep you away from your own system. Every time I was running for election in my country, I got elected. I was leader of opposition. I was prime minister. And to be president of the Commission, I received the support of this European Parliament. But it is why, at European level, we need also a European democracy, an European democracy that is not built against our national democracies, but as a complement to them, as a coordination, and that basis for European democracy is precisely this Parliament. And that's what I'm telling you, and that I'm telling you that the Commission is ready to engage in this Parliament, and that we are going to put proposals before the next European elections so that there can have a real European debate. Where the political forces that are for Europe can say why they are for Europe. And those they are against, they should also say why they are against Europe. And what annoys me today, to be very open with you, and that we have to recognize, is that in many of our countries, those who are taking the lead in the European debate are the anti-Europeans, are the Eurosceptics, are the populists, are the extreme nationalists. And that is why I think we have to provoke. We have to provoke, if necessary, with a positive, constructive rupture, the pro-European forces, to ask them to come and say what would be the consequences of not having this Europe.
Mr. Farage.
Well now, you claim to be a good Democrat. It's a very twisted form of democracy when you say that all of those political parties that get votes with whom you don't agree are not relevant. It's a pretty obscene definition of democracy to decry those of us that believe in national democracy and European cooperation. You call us populist, extremist, xenophobic and nationalistic. Surely, Mr. Barroso, the point about democracy is you engage in debate. You listen to what the other person has to say. You put it to the public and you accept the result. That is what real, genuine parliamentary democracy is about, and you seem to actually despise that and everything that those of us that stand for national democracy believe in. And to tell me that you're in this position because this parliament voted for you, we were only given the chance to vote for one candidate. Is that your new model of European democracy?